It's Tuesday, September 21st. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. An autopsy is scheduled today to confirm the identity of Gabby Petito. The apparent remains of the 22-year-old were found over the weekend in Wyoming. Her fiancé, Brian Laundry, who is a person of interest in her disappearance during a cross-country road trip, has not been seen in about a week. Police say he returned to Florida on September 1st by himself, 10 days before Petito was declared missing. Police in Albany say they need the public's help finding a man who broke into a home and sexually assaulted two little girls. Investigators say it happened Monday around 4 o'clock in the morning at a home near 32nd and Jackson. Detectives say the man had short blonde hair, is about 5'7", and in his late 20s to early 30s. Anyone with information that might help catch this person is asked to contact Albany police. An assault suspect has been arrested in connection to an incident that was caught on camera in Northwest Portland. Police say 53-year-old Robert Banks has been charged with unlawful use of a weapon. However, the victim has not yet been identified. New Pfizer data suggests its COVID-19 vaccine offers a strong immune response in younger children with minimal side effects. It's predicted a vaccine could be authorized for children ages 5 to 11 by as soon as Halloween. It's considered unlikely children younger than 5 will be eligible for a vaccine before the end of the year. We've learned the Newburgh School Board is holding a special meeting tomorrow after a series of incidents. Most recently, a staff member at a school is put on leave after wearing blackface to work. She says it was a form of protest. We reached out to the chair of the school board, Dave Brown, for comment, but have yet to hear back. Lawmakers in the Senate passed a redistricting plan during a special session. For the first time in nearly 40 years, Oregon is receiving an additional seat to the United States House of Representatives, increasing the number of congressional districts from 5 to 6. Democrats and Republicans have different visions, though, on congressional district boundaries. For more great content from the Coin Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you already listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.
You can hear all the trees falling. You can see the fire just consume the whole area.
Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest is making headline news around the world. Fire.
It continues to threaten thousands of buildings and has already taken at least 4 lives.
Ice.
Well, the ice and snow brought down power lines. Over 90,000 customers are still without power.
Heat.
63 deaths can likely be attributed to that heat wave statewide.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
As unprecedented extreme weather events capture our attention,
the Coin Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines,
deep into a discussion about our changing climate.
Climate change is going to accelerate shifts that have always occurred.
The danger it poses to our future.
And the opportunities available if we choose to address it before it is too late.
Humans are really good at turning even tragedy into a profit-making opportunity.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the Coin Podcast Network.